Yorana, and welcome to Filled with His Love, coming from Tahiti. So in a recent multi-zone conference here in Tahiti, the mission president, Manea Tuahu, taught the missionaries how to develop the language of the Spirit. In Tahiti, we need to learn two languages, Tahitian and French, so language learning is always on our mind. I learn new words in French every day, and new words in Tahitian from time to time. I learn less Tahitian because I'm not in conversation very often with those who prefer to speak Tahitian. But French? Wow, I've got to learn new words all the time. If I want to do my job, I've got to know the words. I once read a book entitled Peripheral Visions. Don't you like that title? This is an interesting title to me. It's not peripheral vision, which we usually think of when we're talking about our eyes, but peripheral visions, which connotes seeing more broadly, having visions, basically. Peripheral Visions by Mary Catherine Bateson. Bateson was the daughter of Margaret Mead, the well-known anthropologist who studied the culture of the Samoan people. Bateson spent some time in Iran before Iran was hostile to the U.S. This was back in 1979, for example. While there, she worked on her Arabic so she could communicate with the people. In the book, she said something that has always remained with me. And if you've never learned a foreign language before, maybe this won't mean a lot, but if you think about it, it's quite profound. She said, quote, "I'm always amazed that someone else can understand their words coming out of my mouth," end quote. When she was speaking Arabic to an Iranian, she was using the Iranian's words, not hers. Her words were all English. So the other person had to understand Arabic coming out of the mouth of an English speaker. I've had that feeling when I'm speaking another language. If I'm speaking Tahitian to a Tahitian, I know that he knows the language much better than I do, but by some miraculous intervention, he actually understands what I'm saying, even if I make grammar or pronunciation mistakes. You've probably struggled to understand a foreigner speaking English, right? It might be in a restaurant or wherever, but you've had a difficult time maybe understanding because of their accent, or they don't use the right word, or they use a different pronunciation, whatever it might be. So how does this apply to learning the language of the Spirit? In Isaiah 55 and 8, the Lord says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways." He might have also said, "My words are not your words. My language is not your language." So our goal in mortality is to learn how to communicate with God by learning His words, His language. We eventually want the Lord to understand His words coming out of our mouth, or His thoughts coming from our limited mind. The more we understand His language of the Spirit, the closer we draw to Him, and the closer we draw to Him, the closer He will draw to us. And we will then understand what He wants us to understand. When the mission president was teaching missionaries how to learn the language of the Spirit, he explained that there are many similarities between learning a foreign language and learning the language of the Spirit. He described how he used to teach English, and he found that there were five essential activities or different skills associated with mastering another language. These are pretty obvious, but it's interesting to think about them. Reading, writing, listening, speaking, and conversing. Lolly and I have been studying French for years. Every morning we read the Book of Mormon in French, and since we received this mission call, we've been reading Preach My Gospel in French. Foreign language is always a brain breaker. It's one thing to learn a new word, but it's quite another thing to use the word like the native speaker uses it. So we're learning every day. I need to learn words like mattress and screwdriver, pliers, washing machine, dryer, refrigerator. Here's a funny thing, by the way. You know how we say fridge for refrigerator? Well, they have a word frigo in French, which I thought meant refrigerator, but I think it does in France. But frigo here means freezer. So when someone gave me some fruit recently, I said, "Well, so is it good to put these in the frigo?" And he looked back at me with kind of a strange look. He said, "No." He said, you really just need to eat them." He thought I said, "Should I put these in the freezer and freeze them?" Obviously, the fruit would not have been good if I put it in the freezer. their word for fridge is frigidaire, like frigidaire, right? Pretty weird, since that's a brand name in the U.S. It would be like saying, what kind of frigidaire do you have? I have a frigidaire. So reading is important in learning a foreign language. You learn how things are spelled, what the words mean. You learn something about how they put words together, the grammar. Word order is always a challenge in another language. In French, they say things like book blue rather than blue book. And in Tahitian, they say go I to the store rather than I'm going to the store. So these are grammar things that are just challenging to get sometimes for foreign speakers. Writing is also essential. I try to write texts in French or write little notes to people that speak French so that I can practice my writing. It's way harder to write than to read a language. It demands much more of your memory. Getting everything spelled right and words in the right order is much more challenging. Listening may be the hardest of all. We can sit in a sacrament meeting sometimes, Lolly and I, and get most of what someone is saying at the podium, and then not understand almost anything from the next speaker. Different volume, different accent, different topics. It's not easy. Not easy at all. If the person is right in front of you and you can see their lips as they speak, it's easier. But listening to a recorded talk, for example, might be quite challenging. Now, we come to speaking. Reading a foreign language is far easier than speaking it. When you read it, you don't need to pronounce the words. But when you speak it, you must remember how they say a word or phrase. Sometimes that's also with inflection and emphasis, you know, in the phrase. It's challenging. And since every foreign language has new sounds that we don't use in English, speaking is especially difficult at times. Conversing is a whole other story. Now we have two or more people talking to each other in conversation. You've got to listen and understand the other person, and then you've got to formulate a response and speak it. It can be tough, especially if the person you're talking with is using unfamiliar words or phrases. So does all this make you just want to go immediately to your computer and download Duolingo or Babbel, these apps that help you learn language, and so you could learn Japanese or Swahili? It's actually a lot of fun trying to learn another language, even though it can be pretty frustrating at times. So sometimes I thought maybe I like to be frustrated. I'm not sure, but I think because I love learning foreign language. So here's the point of all this. If we want to receive personal revelation, as President Nelson has counseled, we need to learn the language of the Spirit. So let's look at how learning a foreign language and learning the language of the Spirit relate to one another. If we want to be able to hear Him, as President Nelson has taught, we need to know the words and phrases the Lord uses. We need to read His Word. Not only the Scriptures, I think, but modern prophets as well. When we read a talk by President Nelson and he explains that the word Israel means let God prevail, it brings more meaning into our scripture reading. And that's true for all modern prophetic writing. President Benson's talk on pride can open up so many new ways to think of pride as we see that word in sacred text. Reading is essential if we want to learn the language of the Spirit. Listening is, of course, another essential skill. It can happen in so many ways. When we're reading a verse in the Book of Mormon, it might speak to us as if the Lord were saying the words specifically to us. As with a foreign language, listening is challenging. We need to be in the right frame of mind to hear the word of the Lord. We're really not that good at listening in our own native tongue, let alone listening to the word of the Lord. So this is something we need to practice all the time. We need to be open to heavenly promptings. If negative chatter is filling our consciousness, we won't likely be able to hear the word God wants us to hear. When we want to improve our language of the Spirit, it's interesting to think about the role of speaking. And I don't think it's limited to prayer. Of course, in prayer, we form words and phrases that we want to try so that we can pray to God and pray what He wants us to pray for. But we can also develop our language of the Spirit when we speak to others in a meeting or on a one-to-one conversation. My brother Vaughn once heard President Hinckley speak, and he told Sister Hinckley afterward, "Well, that was really a good talk. Sister Hinckley said, "Well, it should have been good. He certainly had enough practice." That's Sister Hinckley's humor. If we want to improve our ability to speak, we need to practice. Missionaries are counseled to talk to everyone, so Lolly and I try to speak to as many people as possible. The more we try to say the words God would have us say, the more we will develop the language of the Spirit. Conversing is also so important in the language of the Spirit. We converse with God, we converse with His children, we even converse with ourselves. These conversations are often unspoken. We might think a prayer rather than say the prayer out loud. We might think through things in our mind without voicing the thoughts. Conversation is really one of the most important ways we learn. We learn about ourselves and about others when we talk with friends or family. We learn about God when we talk with Him. We can feel His love when we reach out to Him. The language of the Spirit is centered on a still small voice, inaudible to our physical ears, but understood deep down inside. I am convinced that God wants to send us more messages more often than we can possibly imagine. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord said, quote, "As well might man stretch forth his puny arm to stop the Missouri River in its decreed course, or to turn it upstream, as to hinder the Almighty from pouring down knowledge from heaven upon the heads of the Latter-day Saints." The Lord is pouring down knowledge from heaven upon our heads if we can only receive and understand it. He is trying to help us solve the most vexing problems we face and accomplish the most worthy goals we have set for ourselves. But we've got to listen with spiritual ears. The language of the Spirit is a language of love. It's always edifying, never destructive or hurtful. The language of the Spirit is in so many ways totally irresistible. It can give us hope in a dark moment or courage when we are afraid. It can bring to memory the many blessings God has given us. It can prompt us to reach out to others in their time of need. It is the one universal language for all people, whatever their background or ethnic heritage. It is the language God wants us to learn. I hope this has been helpful, and we will see you next time.